Señoras y señores, tengan ustedes muy buenas noches. Bienvenidos a la sala de prensa de Casa de Gobierno. Nos acompañan en la mesa principal el secretario general de la Organización de las Naciones Unidas, señor Ban Ki-moon, y el señor ministro de Relaciones Exteriores, embajador, doctor Luis Almagro. A continuación, hará uso de la palabra el señor canciller, embajador Luis Almagro. Lo escuchamos.
Es un honor para nosotros recibir en nuestro país al señor secretario general de las Naciones Unidas, Ban Ki-moon. Estamos también muy satisfechos porque podemos apreciar que ha evolucionado favorablemente su candidatura para ser reelecto como secretario general. En el momento que nosotros otorgamos nuestro apoyo, estábamos solos simplemente porque éramos el primer país en dar oficialmente el apoyo al señor secretario general. Y hemos hablado de los temas que fueron de alguna manera referidos por el señor secretario general en su carta para la reelección. Los objetivos del milenio, que tienen que ver con objetivos sociales que nuestro país persigue. Nuestro compromiso con las misiones de paz, especialmente con la protección de civiles y la protección de los derechos humanos. Nuestro compromiso también con los temas de salud y los temas medioambientales que han sido reiterados por el señor secretario general. Hemos hablado en profundidad de varios de estos temas, pero creo que es importante que ustedes lo escuchen a él, dado que a mí me escuchan prácticamente día por medio.
Señor canciller, seguidamente escucharemos la palabra del secretario general de la Organización de las Naciones Unidas, señor Ban Ki-moon.
Adelante.
Muchas gracias, señor ministro Almagro. Señores y señoras, buenas noches. Muchas gracias por su hospitalidad. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to be in Uruguay. This is my first visit as a Secretary General. I am very grateful for such a great hospitality and warm welcome. And in fact, I have been looking forward to visiting this great country for a long time. I have just had very constructive, good meetings with President Mujica and Minister Almagro and other senior government officials. I want to salute President Mujica for his leadership and lifelong commitment to social justice and democracy and a better life for all Uruguayans. The reason I'm so proud to be in Uruguay is simple, because Uruguay is so proudly serving around the world. Tomorrow I will address the parliament. I will speak of Uruguay's outsized contributions to United Nations peacekeeping. Adjusted for population, Uruguay is the world's number one contributor to United Nations peacekeeping operations. Now, Uruguay is now second largest troop contributor to MINUSTAH in Haiti, which is in your region. I will speak of your role as a model of UN efforts to be more efficient and effective on the ground by delivering as one, unidos en la acción. I will highlight your strong voice in the area of nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. And next week, Uruguay will assume the presidency of the Human Rights Council, a first female president of the Human Rights Council. Closer to home, Uruguay's deepening of democracy and progress on human rights, human development is a true inspiration. I will cite your progress on not only meeting the Millennium Development Goals, but setting even higher, more ambitious targets of our development, MDG plus. Let me just say in a larger sense, my visit to South America comes at a time of opportunity, hope, and change. I'm convinced that the region can play an even bigger role in the United Nations, and the United Nations can play an even bigger role in the region. Uruguay's contributions have been decisive, and I once again thank the President and the Uruguayan people. And finally, I'm honored by such a strong support for my re-election as the Secretary General of the United Nations. From the beginning of this process, Uruguay has been a strong supporter of my role as the Secretary General, and I'm deeply honored and grateful to President Mujica and his government for such a strong support. And with support of Uruguayan government, I hope I'll be able to continue to contribute for the peace and security and development and promotion of human rights all around the world to make this world better for all. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias, señor secretario general. A partir de este momento iniciamos un espacio de intercambio con los medios de prensa presentes. Les solicitamos se presenten e identifiquen al medio que representan. Muchas gracias. Primera pregunta.
Buenas tardes para el secretario Ban Ki-moon de la agencia France Press. Usted mencionaba que este es un momento de oportunidad y esperanza para América Latina. ¿En qué sentido, qué tipo de papel cree que debería desempeñar la región?
Many of Latin American countries have gone through very difficult period for decades, and most of the Latin American countries have been successfully transiting to democracy. And most of them are middle-income countries, including Uruguay, and they are meeting the targets in Millennium Development Goals. And they are also empowering women, and they are making good progress in women's status and women's health. And they are also making good regional integration and solidarity for their regional cooperation. Many countries in Latin America, including Uruguay, Colombia, Argentina, and Brazil, where I'll be visiting, they are doing great leadership role in South-South cooperation, which is a very important one. They are changing this dimension of economic cooperation. Not only this one-sided cooperation from developed to developing world, now the portion of South-South cooperation, economic cooperation, is taking a greater role. In that regard, with the regional integration and solidifying the democratic institutions, we can see a greater hope and further progress in terms of peace and stability, development, and human rights. President Mujica, as you know very well, has spent his lifelong in defending the freedom and democracy of this great country. Now, sitting as now the president of this great country, you can expect that further progress and promotion and protection of human rights, which can set the very good examples to other parts of the world.
Parece no haber más preguntas. Entonces, de esta manera finalizamos esta conferencia agradeciendo a las autoridades por su presencia en esta sala, al igual que a todas y todos los presentes. Buenas noches. Gracias.